Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilui Nishmas Rav Tzvi Hirsch ben Rav Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So Mishnah Ches is very much a continuation of Mishnah Zayin. It discusses two partners, business partners, who have a geschäft together. They divided their payrois. What's the halacha as it relates to Trumas or Maestras? Specifically, where one of the partners is a chaver, he's someone that's mafresh Trumas or Maestras, he's nizer and all these inyanim. The other partner is not. Being that there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to sell teva to an Am Aretz for sure, as a result, it's not so pashit for the two to just go ahead and make yachloiku. Rather, the chaver has to be mindful of the fact that it's very possible that the way the yachloiku happened was really the chaver's chelik was given to the Am Aretz, and in exchange, the chaver got the Am Aretz's chelik. Why would you say that? Why don't you just say that when the two partners divide, each person got what was coming to him? It's based on the concept of Ein Breira. But because of Ein Breira, therefore, this is something you have to worry about. And it's actually interesting because the sugi of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, it's one of the hardest sugis in Shas. It's a very difficult concept even to understand on a very, very simple level. And it's something that comes up all the time because literally in every single sugya, every single miktsaya, there's always a yesh breira or an ein breira component. But this is where the laws of breira meet the laws of tevel and trumas and maisers and demai. Either way, the Mishnah is going to continue on that note. And the Mishnah really, in light of what we learned in Mishnah Zayin, is about to say a big chiddush. Such a big chiddush that the achrayim struggle to understand what the pshat in this chiddush even is. Says the Mishnah, shnayim shekiblu sadeh barisos, if you had two partners that together were makabel a field barisos, so you have not one makabel, but you have two kablonim. The point is they were two partners that are working a field together. Oysha yarshu, or you have two brothers that yarshin someone. Oysha nishtatfu, or you have a good old-fashioned partnership. You have two people that are partners. So when it comes time to divide up all the payers, yachol hu loymar, one can tell the other one, toil at the chitim shebemakom ployni, you take the chitim that are bemakom ployni, vani chitim shebemakom ployni, and I'm going to take the chitim that are over here, at the yayin shebemakom ployni, you take the wine that's over here, vani yayin shebemakom ployni, and I'm going to take the wine that's over here. Avaloy yoymaloy, he should not tell him, toil at the chitim, you should take the chitim vani sa'oyrin, and I'm going to take the sa'oyrin, or toil at the yayin, or you take the wine, vani shemen, and I'm going to take the shemen. What does this mean? What the Mishnah is saying is that if when they divide up, they divide chitin for chitin, soirin for soirin, yayin for yayin, so then each shutif could assume that he got whatever's coming him. And as a result, he doesn't have to be worried about the fact that I'm giving tevel to my shutif, and as a result, maybe I should be chayef to be mafresh, trumas and maestres on my shutif's chayef because of the fact that he's not neman ala maestres, because of the fact that he's an Am Aretz. But rather, as long as what we're dividing is apples for apples, so then we could assume, yesh breira, I got what I was supposed to get, and you got what you were supposed to get. In the event that they're not dividing apples for apples, but it's toilat to chit vani soirim, toilat to yayin vani shemin, so then already you can't say yesh breira, and over there it's going to be a problem. But really, what the Mishnah is saying is that as long as what they're dividing is the same thing, and the halacha is that you don't have to worry about this halacha because each person can assume that he's getting what's coming to him. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that why is this different than Mishnah Zayin? In Mishnah Zayin, where you had two partners and they're dividing wine that was inside a barrel, so there we say ein breira, and there we say the halacha is that the chaver is going to end up having to be mafresh trumas and maestros from 75%, not just 50%. It's based on the idea of ein breira that we assume that he gave his chelik to the Am Aretz, he got the Am Aretz's chelik, he has to be mafresh what he gave to the Am Aretz, and then he has to be mafresh what the Am Aretz got, what got from him. And as a result, he ends up giving 75%. But it's based on the fact that ein breira. Yet, for some reason, in this Mishnah, it's yesh breira. What's the difference between the two Mishnayas? Why, when the wine was in the vat, did we say ein breira? But when we're dividing the chitim in the field, we say yesh breira. And the chiluk seems to have something to do with the fact that in the previous Mishnah, they're simply dividing fruit. Yet, in this Mishnah, what they're dividing is something that's maybe attached to the ground. As if to say there's a chiluk between dividing something that's detached from the ground, or rather they're dividing something that is attached to the ground. And the truth is, the Rav says, I'm a furish. The Rav says, Hacha Mairi, this Mishnah that we just learned, is discussing Shecholku Sado B'Koy Moisea, where V'anovim Hamim Mechubarim B'Kerem. Hilkoch, because it was Mechubar Yesh Breira. V'amrino Zehu Chalkoi Hamagiyoi V'hamayser Mayser Eshnoloi V'daya. Ule Ilairi, however, in the previous Mishnah, was discussing Shecholku B'Tolish, where they divided it when it was Tolish already. V'hasam Ein Breira. And then we say Ein Breira. So the Rav says that it's clear from these two Mishnayas that even though in the previous Mishnah we said Ein Breira, that's because the Peiros were Tolish. However, if the Peiros would be Mechubarim, then we would say, Yesh Breira. So that there's a chilek in the world of Breira between Tolish and Mechubar. What the Sfarah is, again, this is something that the Achroinim struggle to understand. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Mishnah Tes, and again, continuing along this note. Chavar v'ama'aretz, sh'yarshu es aviyam ama'aretz. There was a chavar and an ama'aretz, and they both yarshin the nechasim of their father, who was an ama'aretz. So, right away, there's a chavar, there's an ama'aretz. We could see why there's going to be problems. What are the problems going to be? The problems are going to be that if they're going to divide, do we have to assume that the chavar is selling what maybe was supposed to come to him to the ama'aretz? Meaning, the way this chalukah takes place is not that each person gets what's really coming him, but rather it's more of an arrangement that they're making, but how technically the chavar is giving to the ama'aretz. And if that's what's happening, so it's not so pasha. It's not pasha for two reasons. Number one, if this tevel over here maybe is selling him tevel, which is something he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to sell him demai. He's not allowed to, certainly not allowed to sell him tevel. And maybe there's another issue. You're not allowed to sell something to someone from the standpoint of there being a problem of tumah v'tahira, because being that the ama'aretz is not nizer and tumah v'tahira, so it could be being machshulim in the world of tumah v'tahira as well. So it says the Mishnah chaver v'ama'aretz yarshu safiyim ama'aretz. What happens if there was a chaver and ama'aretz and they're both yarshining their father that was an ama'aretz, and the chaver was sensitive to what he was yarshining from his father the ama'aretz? The reason he was sensitive was because he doesn't want to take anything that was hukshal akabal tomah, because that might be tomah. He's not going to have anything from it. The ma'aretz doesn't care, but the chaver cares. So the question is, how do they make this yachloikos? Yachalu loimar, the chaver's allowed to tell the ma'aretz, toil at the chitin shabamakum pliny, you take the chitin b'makum pliny, v'ani chitin shabamakum pliny, and I'm going to take the other chitin. At the yain shabamakum pliny, you take the wine that's over there, v'ani yain shabamakum pliny, I'm going to take the wine that's over here. Avalo yain b'lai, he's not allowed to tell him, toil at the chitin v'ani sayrim, you take the chitin v'ani, I'll take the sayrim, toil at the alach, or you take the moist fruit, I'm going to take the dry fruit. And the reason is, it's literally the previous Mishnah. It's because if they're dividing apples and apples, if it's the same thing, then we say Yesh Breira. It's Mechubar, we say Yesh Breira. Each person is getting what's coming to him. So there's no problem with the Chaver giving the Ama'aretz something where he's being machshel the ama'aretz, either in the world of Chumah or in the world of Tumah V'tahira, because he's not giving him anything. Each one of these Shutfin are getting what was supposed to come to them. They both yarshin their father, and the Yerusha comes directly from the Tata, so whatever each brother gets, he got directly from his father. So he's not being machshel his brother. As a result, there's not going to be a problem. However, if what they're dividing is man apples and apples, it's chitin and sa'irin, or even if it's one is lach and one is yavish, which constitutes two different meaning, so then already we look at it as if it's not directly from the father. Al zen nemar ein breira. Oh, if it's ein breira, so now the chav is actually giving it to his brother the Amaretz. He's giving it to the brother Amaretz, he's being machshelim, that's something you're not allowed to do. As a result, it's going to be an issue. So what do we see from here? We see two yesaidas. Number one, we see that by Tolush, we say Ein Breira, by Mechubar, we say Yesh Breira, which for now is Sisrei Torah. You have to understand why that's the case. And even when we say Ein Breira, it's only if the way the Chalukah happened is Chitin b'chitin, Yayin b'yayin, or apples and apples. If, however, they're dividing up two different meaning, then it's for sure going to be Ein Breira. Why are we talking about Breira over here? Because this is something that can very, very much impact the laws of Chumas and Isis. When you have two partners, one is a Chavar and one is an Amaret, they can't just divide the Peiros, because a Chavar is not allowed to sell Tevel or even Demai to an Amaret. And the minute you go ahead and you start dividing, it could be the way the Yachloiku is deemed in the eyes of Chazal is as a transaction that's happening between the two of them, where I don't know what's mine, I don't know what's yours, but don't worry, we'll work it out. I'll give you, you give me, and we're happy to walk away. That transaction may be deemed a sale. It's being deemed doing a sheft with Tevel, which is not something you're allowed to do. Throw in the Tumah V'Tahira component, which you have by Tevel. That is the topic of these Mishnayos.